Shalom, sweetest friends. Some thoughts about the inyan of Nisuin, based on the beautiful Sefer, the Maskil Shlomo, by Rav Shlomo Karlbach, not the one famous for his music, but rather the former Mashgiach in Yeshivas, Masifta de Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, and a very, very Choshev Yid in Talmud Chacham. So he has a sefer on drushes and simchas that he delivered. So this is from his drushes on Nisu and drusha Aleph. Some people ask on the Gzei Rishav and the Gemara, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. How do you compare? The Gemara learns that the way we derive that you marry a woman with kesef, with money, is because it says the word Ki Yikach Ishisha. And it says about Avram Avinu when he bought the field from Ephron. Kesev asadek kach mimeni. So there it says kicha, there it says kilash and kicha. So we learn kicha, kicha from Stei Ephron, that just like by Stei Ephron it was kesev, so to Kiddushin has to be kesev. And people ask, like, what's the tsushta, what's the connection, the comparison between Kiddushin, which is a mitzvah rabbah, and it's min hadvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, to the acquisition of a piece of land for kvura, which is tzarech hedyot. It says in Givamis and Zion, Kenyan Ishus mi Kenyan Avadim lo yofina. Don't learn Kenyan Ishus from Kenyan Avadim. Don't learn Dvarim Ha'omdim Barum Shalolim from something lower, from something like buying a karka for Kvura. Another difficulty, under the chup we make a brach of Yotzer Ha'adam. We don't find this bracha anywhere else. What's this Yotzer Adam under the chuppah? Not only that, we put tachrichim on the chasm. We put burial shrouds on him. That's what he's wearing under the chuppah. Rashi says, b'shas chedvisa chedvisa. The time of joy, you need joy, Rashi in Parshas Noach. So what's this depressing burial shrouds? Well, we want to Bimakayim in Lo Alas Yerushalayim Arosim Chasid. Remember the Churban? They already put the Eifer, they already put ashes on his head. And then he puts, not all, but a lot of Chasanim, they put a jacket over their kittel, over their tachrichim, over their burial shrouds, they put a jacket. What's that about? Sebemes. We have to fix the lashon of Big Day Mason and call them Big Day Tchias HaMason, because it says in Perek Chelek that tzaddikim stand in their levush. In other words, in Tchias HaMason they get up wearing the same levush with which they were buried. Very nice, but that doesn't explain what goes on under the chuppah. Chachamim said in Gemara that anybody who's without a woman is not called a man. You're not called an Adam. So when a man is under the chuppah and he's being kona and isha, he's called an Adam. By Briyas Adam it says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Adam. Vayitzar is with two yuds. Rashi says, Shtei Yitziras. Tzira Achas Boilam Hazev, Yitzira Achas L'Tchias HaMesim. It's coming to teach us that the Yitzira L'Tchias HaMesim is activated together with the Yitzira and Olam Hazev. So, that's a chiddush now. It's not just two yetziris, one now and one later. No. They come with asachas. When a man is kona and isha under the chuppah, you give him this kfeilus hatsura. He has a tsura sadim shel olam hazeh, and he has a tsura sadim of tchias hameisim. This double tsura. And now we understand the kfeilus habracha of Yotzer HaAdam. This vayitzer HaAdam, vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam, the two yuds, this world and the next world. When does he become an Adam? Under the chuppah. And at that time he gets both. The tzura for this world and the tzura for Tchias HaMesim. And now we understand the Yotzer HaAdam. Twice we say Yotzer HaAdam. First we say That's Tzuras Adam Olam Hazeh. And then we make Nocha Bracha. Asher Yotzer Asa Adam B'Tzalim O'B'Tzalim D'Mus Tagniso V'Iskalam Enem Yad Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Adam. That's the Yotzer Adam B'Tzalim O'V'Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayad. That's the Tzuras Adam of Tchiyus HaMesim. Baruch Yotzer Adam. So that's the duality. The two Yotzer Adams that we say under the Chuppah are because the two Yotzeres of man. And therefore you wear both. You wear the big day tachrichim. You wear the kittel under the chuppah. That's the tzura hapnimis, the tzura of tchiyas hameisim. And then on top of that, he puts his jacket. That's the tzura of olam hazeh, the tzura chitzonis. The Maharal calls kfuras hameis hatmona l'tchiyas hameisim. Now we understand why the Torah was marich binyan shel maris hamachpelah. Marich, the whole maaseh umatan. Because that was the hatmana of those pairs that were making tzuras adam l'tchiyas hameisim al makoma. They were metaking the kilkul of adam arishon that was pogim the tzelem was mafsid the tchiyah. That's why Adam Rishon was buried there with the Zugos. Because they were metaking Tzuras Adam. They turned it into Tzuras Yisrael, the highest level of Adam. And they fixed Adam. And then Adam is Zochet as Tikkun. That's why he gets to go there too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to Avraham Avinu the secret of Makom Kfuras Adam Arishon, and therefore Avraham Avinu wanted Dafka Maris HaMachpelah for Kfuras Sarah, because her Misa was the first Misa with the Haftach of Tchiyas HaMesin. That was Tikkun Tzuras Adam. And now the name Machpelah, Maris HaMachpelah, that's the Machpelah, that's Kfelus Tzuras Adam, the duality, the double Tzuras Adam of the two Yetziris, this world and the next world. Because this is the place of Tchiyas HaMesim. That's when there was a tikkun of the form of man, the Tzuras Adam. And now we understand beautifully why the Kinyan Adam, whose mashlim the Tzur for Tchiyas HaMesim, is equated to the Kinyan HaMakom, where there's a hatmana for Tchiyas HaMesim. Kicha Mistei Ephraim is equaling Kicha from Kiyikach, is Kicha, Kesef is that Kachamani Lashon of Kicha by Stei Ephraim. Is equated to the lashon of ki yikach ish isha. It's the same zach, because ki yikach ish isha. That's the hashlamas tzuras adam and olam hazeh. That's mezakim to tchiyas hameisim, which is what the buying of Stefan was about. No, we bless every couple. They should be zochem et Hashem to build this binyan adayad. They should build a home with this duality of this world and next world, being eternal, having this double tzura, the tzura chitzonis and tzura pnimis. We should all be zochah to have such batim for ourselves, for our friends, our children. Amen, ken yi ratzon. In Jerusha Beis, in the Sefer, it was a Shabbos Ofruf, which was Rosh Chodesh Av. So how do you make a Simchas Ofruf on Rosh Chodesh Av? The Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. However, they were Metakin B'Birchas HaChodesh V'Ala Levana Amar Shetischadesh. And where did they say that the Levana is going to be Mischadesh? Where is the Levana told it's going to be Mischadesh? Hashem told Levana it's going to be Mischadesh. Chulin daf samach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Levana, "Lechiu miati es atzmech, acher shekitchik av amra yefshel shnei melachim l'shtamish bekeser echod." You said you can't have two kings with the same crown, so you make yourself small. But one day, you're going to be mischadish. You're going to become nothing. That's the tviya. You have to be memayit yourself. And the moon has to be memayit itself till it's nothing. It'll get smaller and smaller and smaller, then you're nothing. And then tischatshi. So the tviya of l'chi mati as atzmech is also telling the levanah tischadesh. And we see from this that if a person wants true chiddush, he has to be memayit himself. That's what happened to the moon. Hashem said to the moon, you want to get big, first you have to get small. You say, Ein shnei melashim mishamshim akeser echad, bakasha. The sun's going to be the ruler, you make yourself small. Until you're nothing, and then you're going to be mischadish again. Chassin wants to be a person, that's only when you become a person, when you become a chassin, he has to be memayit himself, ad ofer ve'efer, until v'nachnu ma'avos binich, ver binich. What am I? Who am I? I'm nothing. And then he's mechadesh tzura sa'adam. That's given when you're nice to Isha l'shem shamayim. Until a person marries a woman l'shem shamayim, he's not called an adam. And then in the schus of being called an adam, that's what's going to give him his ischachus. First he has to make himself nothing. And then he becomes something. So dafka, it's matim, that I'm Rosh Chodesh Av, that you're memayit besimcha. Call a chassan up at the Afraf to warn him that he should be memayit the tzura yeshana, the old form. He should make it nothing until Tisha B'Av. Bis garnish until nothing, and then afterwards tischadish kineshin uraychi. And there's a gevaldik eschatshus and lahayu yamim tovim. Ahayu yamim tovim, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, and Tu B'Av is dafka the day of Zivugim, of Chiddush Tzuras Adam, where the girls would dance in front of the boys. So we should all be zochet to have that, to learn how to be memayit ourselves until we become great. The minhag in Klal Yisrael says that the Heilig Maskil Shlomo on Jerusha Gimel is that before the chuppah we do a Kabbalah's panim for the chassan. What's special about this Kabbalat panim that we have for the chassan? So maybe the explanation of this minig is based on the Maharal. It says in the Gemara, G'daylach Nasazorachim Yosem Kabbalah's panim Shchinach, Nasazorachim is greater than receiving the face of the Shechina. Because when you do Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina, you don't see the Shechina, Ki lo yirani adam b'chai, you can't see the Shechina and live. But when you see a Chiddush of Tzelem Elokim b'Kabbalat Pnei Oreach, that's Shechina. A person who's B'Tzelem Elokim, that you can see. And that's why Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, please wait. You I can't properly see. Them I can see better. Therefore, G'dol Achnas is Orchim Yosem Akbal is Pnei Shechina. That's why Avraham Avinu told the Shechina, wait up, I have to machnis the Orchim. Maybe based on this Maharal, we can explain why we say to each other Shalom Aleichem after Kiddush Levana, because Kiddush Levana is called in the Gemara Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, and Malam BaKodesh, we're also Mekabel Pnei Chaveru when we say Shalom Aleichem. That's a Hecher Madrega of Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, even more than Kiddush Levana. So now we have a Chassan who's going to the Chuppah before he becomes and marries a woman. He's not an Adam. And now he's being lovish at Surah Chadash and Tzelem Elokim. So we have to do a Kabbalah's Panim for him. Which is mamish, like the Maharal says, like a Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina, even greater. So we're Makabal Panei Panim of the Chassan with his new Tzelem Elokim. When you bring a child into the Bris Milah, they say, Baruch Haba. And apparently the reason is that before the Bris Milah, he doesn't have that darg of Bias Kol. He hasn't been Nichnas Labris, but now he's coming to be circumcised. The people there say to him, Baruch Haba, Aldas HaMakom V'Aldas HaKal, or Makabal this Tinoch to come to Klal Yisrael. When he's being Nichnas Labris or Shel Avram Avinu. Drasha Dalet says the Haskel Shlomo, says in the Gemara in Makkos Chav Dalet that Ba Micha VeHamidan Al Shalosh, he broke it down to three basic mitzvahs. Higid Lecha Adam Matoiv UMaHashem Dorish Mimcha Kiyum Asis Mishpat Ze Adin VeAvas Chesed Ze Gemilus Chasodim VeHatznei Alecha Ze Otzah Asameis VeHachnasas Kala. Doing Mishpat, the pasuk says. In Micha, that's din. Gemara darshins. Loving chesed is gemilus chesed. Hatznei leches. That's hotzah sameis and achnasas kala. Rashi explains. Hotzah sameis and achnasas kala. Where do you see that in the word hatznei leches? Because about them it says leches. Tov leches el beis avam. Leches el beis amishte. So leches can be other things as well. Balachta bedrachav. Leches bedrachav. Chazal darshin the dafka on beis avil and beis mishta otzas hameisach nasas kala. Because it's talking about tznius. Hatznei alecha sim elokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes with tznius. You ever see him? Kadosh Baruch Hu goes with tznius. So when you're going, you should also go with tznius like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's that tznei alecha. Im elokecha. And those are these mitzvahs of Otzas HaMeis and Achnasas Kala. Going Bitznius with Hashem, who also goes Bitznius. And we darish him, what should be done Bitznius? Otzas HaMeis and Achnasas Kala. We find when Hashem is misgala to Moshe, he said, "Zeh shmi le'olam, alam lashon ha'alama, I'm hidden." It's a zichui le'dor v'dor. God's name is written yud kei vav kei, but it's hidden. We say it adnus, hidden, because the shem etzem, the noun of Hashem's name, agadol v'akadosh, in order to express it, olam hazeh is not kedai. After we matznia it. Because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bara akol and manig akol, but he makes it look like oilam kimin hagoy noyig. Me'atzma. He makes it look like the world just goes on its own. And you don't see the glory of God. Most people don't. Tzaddikim do. But le'ene basar, a person has blind eyes. He doesn't necessarily see Kvodi Yisbarach. So our job is to see Kvodi Yisbarach through his tznius, through his ha'alama. And that's why the world is called Olam. Olam is Midlashon ha'alama, the world. The world means hidden. So Kadosh Baruch was hiding himself in this world. And there's nothing that looks more like Minag Olam than Hotzas HaMeis. Like it says in the Pasuk, Anochi Holech B'derech Kol Haaretz. And Achnasas Kala. That the whole union of Achnasas Kala is to ensure the continuation of mankind. So this is Minag Olam. So the Gemara says that these are things that ain't darkam lasos betzina, because these are things that are much Minag Olam. Everybody's supposed to see them. That's what it's all about. Of course, you get married, bury the person derech kol aretz. Nevertheless, Chazal say that you should do them bitzina. And kal v'chomer dvarim that you normally do bitzina, you should do bitzina. So even though things that are done publicly, you should do bitzina. Alachas kam v'kam, things that you do privately, you should do bitzina. and comes the Navi to teach us that we should know that these two things teach us something very, very sublime. Hotzas HaMeisis HaChana L'Tchias HaMeisim, as the Maharal says. That's all we're preparing, like we spoke earlier about Tchias HaMeisim. That's what burial is. Achnasas Kala is a remez to the Chiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. Ve'yotzei Moshe Sam L'Kras Malokim Eitzel Matan Torah. Like Chosan Yotzei L'Kras Kala, Lashon Rashi. Achnasas Kala is Asan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see the Ikar Mitzvah Satznius. Is to hide the holy body under a levush of chol, and to be matzniya godliness behind a curtain of artzius. That's what tznius is. You hide your body. That's what we talk about a woman. When she's tznius, she's hiding. God also is hiding. It looks, it's really godliness. It's hidden under a veil. And that's what Yaakov Avinu saw in his dream. Sulam mutzav arsav roshem megiyah shamayim. So the sulam is on the earth, and it's hidden in the shamayim. And then if you go up, 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 you see God is right there. God is at the top. That's what this world is. God is right there. Everything is holy underneath. It's got to get deeper. And that's what Gedolei Torah Vavoda did. They're lovish tzura, like anashim pshutim, and they're malim teferis tarasim v'kedushasim, and they hide the glory of their Torah and their kedusha. So this is the Maski Yoshlomo speaking here at the Sheva Brachas of the Chassan. Moshe Yaffin comes from a very chash of the Yaffin family. The Kala also comes from a Chashev family. So he says that they can really reach this Madrega of hiding all the Kedusha. Because that's the Nachal of Doros. They were people who had a Levush. They were descended from people who had a Levush of Chol, but were hiding something much deeper. That's the idea of Tchias HaMeisim, of Hotzas HaMeis. Put the goof in the ground, hiding it under Chol, and then it's going to come out much holier. This is Kala, Chosan and Akala. Also, it looks artsyous. You see the two of them, but it's really hiding something much deeper, a much deeper spiritual connection. And that's what that's the schus that people have when they build a holy home. And concludes Rav Karlbach, he writes it partially in English, a house that is built upon foundations of Menschlichkeit and Pashtus, and yet aspires to Hashiras HaShechina, where Anov and Avos HaBrios are but levushim for godless betorah v'kedusha. V'schus Avos v'imos ha'gedolim ha'gedoshim niska kulanu liris is ha'bayis sh'atem bonim ha'tzliach b'b'chinas v'ine Hashem nitzav olav hemshech l'shal shal shal gedolei Yisrael ad sh'yomar aleichem kiim zeret berech Hashem v'havi limos ha'mashiach b'mehera v'yameinu amein. This gives us some insight into this inyan of tznius and going with Hashem and hiding what's holy, having a levush of pashtus, of chol, really something much deeper and holier. That's the sulam, which is on the earth but really goes up to shamayim, and we should all be zochim into Hashem to live our lives like that. Amen v'amen. V'amir t'Hashem, I hope we have a more shiurim. And this is Amir Tashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.